This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to this, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now. Getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Calling all Tampa lady gangers, or really anyone who wants to fly into Tampa to see us live at the Tampa Improv on June 26th at 3 p.m. We're going to have a grand old time, and head over to theladygang.com to get your tickets now. See you there.
Everything is better electrified, and Hyundai has the widest range of electrified vehicles on the market, including the first ever Tucson and Santa Fe plug-in hybrid EVs. Visit your nearest Hyundai dealer or learn more at HyundaiUSA.com.
It's time for a quickie.
Podcast One presents The Lady Gang, the Hollywood girl posse, with Lady Gang Quickie. Here's Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Let's make this quick.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to a Lady Gang Quickie.
It's quick.
It's quick because we have to pack because we're going to Tampa like in a day, guys.
Oh.
I've never spent time in Florida, so this is like my first.
In your life?
Well, like other than a Warped Tour parking lot.
For real?
Yes. I've never been to a Florida beach.
Florida's my backyard in Georgia.
That's true.
You can't beat a Florida beach.
I'm excited.
There's not one in Tampa.
No.
Is there?
I don't know why we decided Tampa, but you're welcome. I spent a lot of time in Miami because my cruise ship used to port there.
Oh, yes.
This is the first palm trees I ever saw in my life.
Oh, that's cute.
Yep.
You got to take a palm tree pic.
So we're so excited. And obviously we are, what's wrong?
I'm laughing at Callie because every time we're here, she jumps on Jack's lap and it's always she always jumps on the person who wants it less.
The least.
Yes. Yeah. Jack has no interest in Callie.
I love Callie, but like sometimes she stinks.
I know. She's a little scraggle monster.
Sometimes she stinks.
She has a IBS. Anyway, we're so excited to be heading to Tampa, and our friends at Hyundai are helping us get there, which we're so excited about. And we have many, many more special things coming up with them. But what's really cool is that I was thinking about, like, you know, going to Tampa and our life. And then I'm driving my Hyundai, and I was
just a passenger in the Hyundai.
Yes, you were.
Very great.
And I think that our brands collide because they're all about sort of like, you know, your own personal journey. And then I was thinking about the journey that we've been on, and I can't believe we did our show in Austin, but like we're really about to be out on tour again and like new season, new era of Lady Gang with this new book. And I was so excited about it. And the thing is that if you would have asked Kelty 2019 at the start of the pandemic, when everything got canceled,
that was 2020.
It was 2020.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. When you asked me there, I would have been like, it's all over. Life is ruined. Like we're never going to get to do anything fun again. And then now I'm like, oh, life is not always a straight line.
No.
You know what I mean? It's not always
many detours.
It's not always a nice highway with no one else on it. Sometimes you're on the 405.
No. Well, and sometimes you're on the highway to hell.
Life is a highway, you know, as the song says.
Do you know, I did a really fun dance in a skirt short to my fourth grade class.
That's called a skirt.
To Life is a Highway.
I love that song. It is honestly one of my biggest pump up songs.
You know, in The Office, when Michael Scott and his girlfriend, he's moving her across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the song, he made a mixtape for it. But it's like an 8-hour drive and the mixtape's like 4 songs. So they keep hearing Life is a Highway over and over and over. It's like really,
I wouldn't mind
when I hear that song.
Well, we are on the journey that we should have been on 2 years ago. Oh my God. So we're back here. Kelty's getting her whole, you know, everything that she needed in life, which is just her recognition mojo. And validation.
I'm just applause. So applause. I need applause. I'm just so excited. And it just feels so good. And I love that we're at the place where we're like, where do we want to go? We picked Tampa.
We did
Tampa because we have so many listeners from Florida and we're like, let's go to Florida because it's a very hard market to tour and allegedly nothing comes there.
Mm. Yes.
So
rude.
We're there. And it's just nice to like give back, you know,
to the community,
to the gals. I'm just really excited.
I don't know if that's giving back, but okay.
Okay. So, all right. So I want to talk about a couple fun kind of things today. So the first is like our different journeys. So Jack, journey to Jack. I feel like you are best, most happiest, most productive, most chill Jack that you've ever been.
Absolutely. I started off when we started Lady Gang, I was a disaster. I was like lacking a lot of identity, which I feel like I've found through the past like 6 years. I was single and sad and insecure, and you know, I feel like I've come a long way.
Does it make you excited to know that this journey of yours is kind of like coming at the same time as like getting married, starting this new part of your life?
Well, I feel like a lot of it has to do with that and finding a person that like really fits in with my, like my personality, my spirit, like finding somebody that is just like my puzzle piece makes it easier.
I think that's the first time in 6 years that I've heard Jack say her spirit.
My spirit. You know what? I was actually trying to reference a quote that I saw the other day.
Tell me more about your spirit.
No, the quote was stop trying to act your age and start trying to, or not stop trying to act your age. If you don't want to act your age, no, I don't remember the quote. It was something about acting your spirit instead of acting your age.
Okay.
I'm like, my spirit is young and I'm probably going to always act like a young idiot.
See, my thing with you is that I believe. Okay, I have a question. So you're supposed to like, I don't need a man. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't need a man to become better. But like, I was kind of a disaster before I met Chris too. And I do feel like meeting my person and getting grounded in that relationship helped me flourish in other ways of my life. Do you feel similar?
I definitely feel similar, but I also feel like you have to be at a decently stable point in your life when you meet that person for it to work in that way.
And let's be honest, there are very few men out there who are going to enhance your life.
Yes.
So
we found three.
We found three. So ladies, if you haven't found him and you want to fulfill your own life and your own destiny, go get it, girl.
Yeah. Do not wait for the guy. Do not wait for the guy to fulfill you.
There's a lot of women who actually become their worst selves with their partners. We met our partners way later than most people do.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Wait, didn't when we had the astrologist, our gal on, didn't we all find out that we met our partners around our Saturn return?
Yes.
Yes. I think the love of your life comes at a Saturn return,
which is like around 28 years.
28, 27, 28
or something.
Yeah. When, how old were you when you met Jared?
I was like 21, but like 31. I think we started dating again.
Okay. How old were you when you met Zach?
I think we started dating when I was 29. Yeah.
28. You know what's weird is that I am that elder where I'm like, you know, it was just a few years ago. And then I'm like, I graduated high school like 22 years ago.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
That's so weird. Cause I'm like, oh, when I was in my 20s. And I'm like, I was like, yeah, 28. And I'm like, wait, now I'm like, I skipped over a whole fucking decade.
I know. I do that all the time.
Oh my God.
Time is moving too fast.
Time. We're in a warp. Becca, journey with the podcast. Sorry, I gave you a hard topic.
Well, it's not
it's not a straight line. Like, you know, just the ups and downs of all of this and like the fact that you now live, you have a baby, you live in Austin, and we still have the fucking podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have cycles of like seven, I think it's an 8 year cycle for me where I've found that every 8 years, I've moved from a city.
Oh.
So I did 8 years in New York, 8 years in LA, and I'll probably do 8 years in Austin.
Oh.
Isn't that weird?
Why do you think that is?
I don't know, but I'm into it because it's like the perfect amount of time to get to know a city, really put your stamp on it, enjoy it, suck the life out of it, and then move on.
Also, you know, you develop new allergies every 7 to 8 years. So maybe.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Maybe it's like aligning with there the you different go. Cities.
Maybe. You do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, so if I was allergic to gluten at 21, would I not be allergic at 29?
It might change. Like, I never used to be allergic to horses, and now I'm allergic to horses.
That's such a sad thing.
I found that out going to medieval times.
Wait, that's weird, because I used to be allergic to horses, and then the most recent times I've been around them, I've been
telling you
fine.
Wow.
Maybe a new city.
Whoa.
Talk about life's journey. What you see ahead and how our lives are not a straight line. I was not expecting horse allergies girl. To get in here.
Horse girl.
Do you know that I took horse riding lessons when I was, I think I told you this before, didn't I? And then we didn't have a lot of money. So my mom made me wear my bike helmet instead of getting me like the horse helmet. And so I was just like with my neon green and blue bike helmet on the horse.
Oh, that's cute.
I wonder if it's the same safety standards. I feel like maybe not.
Well, also like it wasn't even, you didn't even have to wear a bike helmet. Mm. Like I used to do so many things without helmets Same. That you have to do with helmets now.
People in Texas still ride motorcycles without helmets. And Florida, full circle. Florida and Texas, you can wear
I'll see you there.
Yeah. It's a journey.
You don't
it's
have to wear a helmet.
Everything is better electrified, and Hyundai has the widest range of electrified vehicles on the market, including the first ever Tucson and Santa Fe plug-in hybrid EVs. Their turbocharged engines have quiet, rapid acceleration, and you can use electric when you want it or gas when you need it. It's your journey. Evolve it beyond the pump and in the 2022 Tucson or Santa Fe plug-in hybrid EVs. Or you can be like me and get the Kona, which is 100% electric, and I love my little Kona so much. Visit your nearest Hyundai dealer or learn more at HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
The Lady Gang.
Okay, so I wanted to ask Jack, who is your main support system and when do you feel supported?
I mean, I feel like everybody knows that I am so close with my parents. So my parents and Jared, and I'm lucky that I have like a really, really good group of friends. I have a group chat that is constantly going. Like right now I probably missed 50 texts in it.
That gives me anxiety.
With 10 of our friends. But the good thing is there's like 10 people in our group chat. So you don't really have to keep up with it. You just like pop in when you need to pop out. Yeah. Like if you have a busy day, but we're constantly there for each other and we're sharing like the highs and lows of everything. So it's just like such a good way to keep in touch with all of my friends that live like all over the country and be there for each other.
Right.
I love that. How about you, Becca?
My support system?
Yeah.
I call my sister like 8 times a day.
Are you calling her more now that you're a mom?
For advice.
Probably the same.
Okay. Wow.
I call her a million times. And then depending on the topic, it's sometimes her and it's sometimes Zach. And that's, I have, and then I have friends for certain things. Like I have one friend for when I'm having a nervous breakdown and we call each other when we're having those. Mm-hmm. That's it though.
The supported trick that I learned from Becca actually was the no need to respond text. It's something that I stole from you. I have used it in my own life and I appreciate it so much. It's like when do you feel supported? My answer is like when I'm going through something or it's just busy, like it doesn't have to be that you're going through a big meltdown. It can just be like, I know it's soccer season and your kids are in soccer and it's crazy. Like no need to respond. I'm just thinking about you is like
it's
the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can just like it, you can heart it, you cannot respond because you said no need to respond.
Yeah.
And hopefully you know the person that you're writing it. Like you have that kind of a relationship that they, if they don't respond, it's not a no need to respond, but I'd be f-ing pissed if you don't respond.
No, because there's people that are like, like passive aggressively, like, I know you're busy, but when you get, no.
No, sir. Are you alive is the worst text.
That's the worst text that anybody could send.
Every time I get that, I respond,
delete.
Nope.
Really?
I actually died.
Unalived. Okay. The question is, how can we better support our friends? Well, I can answer this.
Okay. I mean, a million things.
There's a million things. I know for me, I'm struggling right now because I have had a couple big things happen in my life. And so I have been so in my own little tornado where I'm still talking to people and I'm still like doing the best I can, but I have a couple friends that have other really big things happening. I have a girlfriend that's celebrating a big milestone birthday. I have a girlfriend that's getting married. My best friend from Katie's getting married in like 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And like, there's just a lot of different things where other people are having big moments in their life. And I don't feel like
you're showing up as much as you would like.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like if I was like, I just saw the venue for like the first time for this wedding, like last week. I mean, it's a small thing in Winnipeg, but it's like, I saw the dress a little bit a few months ago, but like, I have not been in it anywhere as I should have been for best friendness. And I feel like we're older, so it's a little different, but I feel like a schmuck, you know? And so I'm trying to like wrap my head around, like, it's not all just me. It's not all just me, but that's mm-hmm. like such a hard thing because it is me. It's my life.
That's your reality.
I know.
Yeah. It's true.
It's hard. It's like, I want other people's big things to seem, I want to make them big.
I think for me, I'm learning that I need to start asking certain friends call me for advice or for like tough love. Cause I have a tendency to make the same friend over and over again. And it's the girl who is, and I fucking love her. And I have a few of these in my life, but they're a little indecisive. Mm. They are a little bit, like, I'm trying to think of the way to put it. They are a little self-proclaimed, and I would probably stamp it as, I agree, crazy, but not like I'll burn your house down
that
crazy.
That was a very loop around way.
I'm trying to think of how to like really put it, but kind of crazy, you know, like one is really, really much. She's very much a hypochondriac and she knows she's irrational. And so she calls me to talk her down from whatever ridiculous thing she thinks she has. And then I have another, like, I kind of play the same role in a lot of these friendships. And so it's a dynamic that I just naturally fall into when anybody in my life comes to me with a complaint, a problem, whatever. It's like, I get into this mode of tough love.
Yeah.
And I think I need to start asking friends up front, like, do you want me to try to give you advice? Do you want to just vent? Mm-hmm. Do you want me to just say, I understand? Mm-hmm. Or so like, meeting them where they're at and being more communicative of like what they want from me.
Yeah.
Cause I just assume that it's
that when you're asking a question, you want a truthful answer.
Well, and it's the way that I communicate with people I love is really harsh. Like,
yeah,
I'm actually way gentler with people that I barely know or care about.
Yeah.
But with people I really love, like, I mean, today Jack walked in and I said something very rude to her, but it was a place of like, I know you so well, and this is how I communicate. Like, there's no frills. It's a little Kelty-ish, maybe.
Well, but also no offense taken, because if we're close with you, then you're going to know that you don't mean something in an offensive way, that if somebody else said that to me, I would be
offended.
Oh my God.
With the people that you like are close to and you feel like you have a trust, you're like to the core.
Yeah.
You're like, let's do this. I want to do this. Do you want to do this? But then like when you need to show up for them, you're like there showing up too. But with people that are on the outskirts,
I need to be gentler.
You are gentle.
Oh, I know, like, but I'm saying, with
you
some
need to
friendships,
flip it a little.
No, with some friendships, I need
nice
to say,
to
like if
about
my sister calls me with 9 times out of 10, she wants me to be like, shut the up.
Oh.
This is an excuse. Like, she's looking for me to like really get her up and rallied. But sometimes I need to be like, do you want this?
Right.
You know,
because
people need a little bit more gentleness nowadays. Yes. And I can't offer that as well as I would like to.
I love this so much.
All
right.
That's why we love you.
No, that's why we love you.
Like, thank literally.
You. Yeah. And I also am the same. Okay. So the final question is, what do you want every Lady Gang member listening to know and understand about their own journey?
Life is a highway.
And I'm going to ride it all night long.
Yes, you are. Yes, you
What do we want
are.
Them to know about their journey?
I think it's, I mean, we've talked about this so many times, but the fact that everybody is on their own journey and are really, it's like what Kelty was talking about earlier. She's like very consumed with the things that are going on in her life, which are very valid things, that you, for the stuff that you sweat that's small, nobody else is noticing it. So try not to focus so much on that and let it weigh you down in a way, because nobody else gives a shit.
Yeah, that's good. It's true.
And I also think that the universe and the world has a way of evening the score in some way. And I think it's like...
Are you thinking about your old colleague right now?
Yes. I'm thinking about journeys. I know you went there, but I'm thinking about like what I want you to know about your journeys. I see in the Facebook group, like there's so many girls are having trouble at work where they, it's just like from a workplace journey. Like you feel underappreciated. You didn't get the raise. You hate your job. You can't believe this is what like your life's work is going to be. And I think that like, nobody like loves their job. I mean, I love our job, but like, I don't like, I would still rather sit in the backyard and like read an Us Weekly. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, obviously.
So it's like, I just think
so specific.
So
it's suddenly 1999 again.
Well, my thing is like, if you're on your journey, it's like, nobody is as happy as they seem. And that the seasons of your life will always come back. So if you're in a job you hate, probably your home life is like maybe good. Or your relationship is good. If your relationship is in the shitters, your career is probably going great. Like it can never all be great at the same time. And that's why it's like the journey's never a straight line. Becca, close us out.
You know what I want to tell everybody about their journey, and something that I don't have regrets about my journey, but if I could have told myself something like 10, 15 years ago, like when I was in high school,
yesterday,
like I blinked and it's over. I would say be present on your journey. Ooh, because yeah. I've spent so much of my life on the journey being like, I can finally relax and be happy when I get to this destination. And then guess what? You get to the destination or you don't. And really, life is not it's not better or worse or whatever. You just kind of get there and then you set another goal. So you're always just looking ahead to like whatever that milestone is, as opposed to living in the moment and being present.
Amen.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom.
I had a great time on this journey with the both of you. And I'm very excited. The Lady Gang is proud partners of Hyundai. And we're really excited to see Tampa, Florida. I can't wait to see your hot selves in Tampa on June 26th at the Tampa Improv. Tickets are available at theladygang.com.
Thanks for listening. The Lady Gang is produced by Alex Ingber, Steve Delameter, and Jared Monaco. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. And if you love it, share it with your friends on social media. Like, oh my God, I just listened to Lady Gang. This episode's so great. Swipe up to listen. And if you really want to, which we know you do, please follow us on social at Kelty, at Becca, at Jack Vanek, and at The Lady Gang. Sign up for our newsletter at theladygang.com and join our secret Facebook group. It's super fun. See you next Tuesday.
Everything is better electrified, and Hyundai has the widest range of electrified vehicles on the market, including the first ever Tucson and Santa Fe plug-in hybrid EVs. Visit your nearest Hyundai dealer or learn more at HyundaiUSA.com.